Oh my goodness. Hello, Iowa Democrats. And man, am I proud to be an Iowa Democrat. I am so proud to stand here today and say I am Abby Finkenauer and I am running for United States Senate because Iowa, our country, and democracy are worth fighting for. And also, folks, we just have to say it, 47 years in Washington, D.C. is just too damn long for anyone. You see, we are going to retire Senator Chuck Grassley because of the differences between us. And you know, obviously, there are many, but the number one is this. I will never, ever forget where I come from and who I fight for. You see, that is why, at the age of 24, I stood up and ran for state house out of Dubuque County because I saw my friends, my family, my neighbors being forgotten in Des Moines and in Washington, D.C. You see, it was after that first reelect where I went back to that state house in 2017 where they went after everything that we value, our public education, women and our health care, and they went after working families like mine. See, it was the moment when they gutted collective bargaining in this state where I stood up and said, this is not how we treat people in my state or my country, and I was going to do whatever I could to get it back. And y'all know what happened next. At the age of 28, I stood up and took on a multi-millionaire who had just won re-election by 8 percentage points. I remember people thinking, how is this young woman ever gonna beat this guy? But I knew Iowa. I knew we could bring people together on our values, about who we are as Iowans. And folks, with the folks in this room and across this state, I became the youngest woman in history to flip a seat from red to blue. And with Cindy Axne, Congresswoman Cindy Axne, we took back the U.S. House of Representatives. And I'll be honest, I knew I might not have much time. I knew they were coming for us and coming for us hard because they did not want someone like me there. And in the first 2 weeks of being there, I became the youngest woman in history to actually pass a bill. It was a bill, what a concept, bipartisanly actually standing up for our rural areas. And then we just kept passing more. Prescription drug reform, higher wages, passing the PRO Act, affordable, accessible, quality childcare. Who would have thought, right? We did all of this work, and yet, we had somebody like Senator Grassley, who'd been over in that U.S. Senate for decades and stopped everything coming their way because of the fact he was so obsessed with holding on to power that he refused to move anything forward. And it was in that moment I knew we needed the United States Senate. Then January 6th happened. And as I watched my friends be attacked in real time by a violent mob, I knew that this race was going to be about a heck of a lot more than even just policy. Folks, it was going to be, and it is, about our very democracy. And as I watched 2 months later, as Senator Grassley pushed lies and conspiracies about the election, I thought to myself, this man does not deserve to be reelected to the United States Senate, and I was going to beat him. And so we are taking him on like never before, holding him accountable for all of the things that he has done that has hurt Iowans, which by the way is a lot. I mean, if you're sitting here right now, he has voted 12 times since his last election, if you've got a pre-existing condition, to take away your health care and you do it again. But it's also about what he hasn't done. You see, the guy's gotten away with walking around this state like he's Mr. Rural America, yet we've lost 30,000 family farms since this guy's been in office. But bigger than that, folks, it's about the future of this state, of this country. I have given my life to this state because it is my home. I will work day in and day out doing that work for you and folks around this state because it's my home and because you matter. This race and what I've always done has always been about you. And I'm gonna need you with us because they are coming after us hard and early. They do not want us there because of the fact they know we can win. You see, every single time I've been a Democrat on the ballot, I have gotten more votes and overperformed Democrats above us who have had more money. That's why they don't want us. I've been the only federal Democrat to win Dubuque County since 2014. You see, we build a coalition of voters like my mom and my dad who are here tonight, folks who are just busting their tails every day for their families, trying to, again, make their lives better. That is what this is about, and that is why I need you with us. And anybody in this room who wants to question, can a young woman take on a guy, a multimillionaire who's been reelected by comfortable margins? Just ask Rod Blum what he's up to. Thanks, everybody.